brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Well, we used to be. They had brought Outlander back.
Oh.
So we're kind of screwed.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, can't beat that one.
Well, you know.
I mean, it is. But, you know, in defense, it is a Scottish show today, so kind of works out, you know.
You know, the one nice thing is before that happened, we were up against McHale's Navy. And as much as I do love Ernest Borgnine, we were whipping their rear end. So, you know.
Well, we are beating the Lewis Rukeyser reruns on Wall Street Week. But, you know, they're from the 80s, so.
I was going to say, you just showed your age, boy.
Yeah.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. I've got my wellies on. I'm ready to attack the basement and the dampness.
And good old boy Justin.
Thank God for the darkness in the basement.
He does like a dark place.
I do.
He's like a mushroom. We just keep him in the dark and feed him poop.
Yeah.
Well,
at least we don't have to look at him.
Yeah, well, that's the best part about being
blessing.
Dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, Brent without his pants.
It's like, having a show with Gollum over in the pants. Corner.
I like the fact that we've gotten the basement a little dimmer. This way we can ignore the fact that Brent has no pants.
I try to ignore that fact every time, but...
But we don't have to see it. It's less in our face.
But he doesn't own pants, so...
Right.
You know.
Own one pair.
We call him Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
There's a reason for
that. Definitely
you own a pair. We haven't seen them, but we'll believe you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. So today is a Scotch show.
All I have is a bottle of very, very, very old Scotch. Whiskey.
That's right, Scotty. So today we have, from Tamnivuan, we have the Tamnivuan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey White Wine Cask Edition. We have the Tamnivuan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Sherry Cask Edition. The Tamnivuan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Red Wine Cask Edition. The Tamnivuan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Double Cask. And from Benriach, we have the Benriach Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Malting Season 3rd Edition, the Benriach the 16 Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. From Balvenie, we have the Balvenie 19-Year-Old Revelation of Cask and Character. And we have from Diageo, the Muckety Muck Single Grain Scotch Whiskey 26-Year. So,
16, 19, and 26, I'm lucky.
Can you add them up?
Nope.
Me either.
Yeah. I cannot add them, but I'm lucky.
I've got a calculator.
I think those are my Mega Millions numbers.
Yeah, you Some should play those numbers tonight. So.
Yeah.
So let's have Justin tell us all about our SIPs ratings.
Oh, God. Buckle up, everyone.
Again, it's against my better judgment, but he's the only one that knows how to do it. So, you know.
One sip.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
That does not sound like Bob Marley.
Water. Come on in. Drink water.
Yeah, it's definitely not Bob Marley.
Two sips.
Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
I think that's Sean Connery with a speech impediment.
I thought he had a stroke.
Or that. Or both.
Three sips.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Five sips.
Oh my,
I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
In case you're wondering, yes, we have filed the paperwork for a government grant for this show for employing Justin because
special needs.
Obviously, he's different.
He's special.
Bless his heart. So let's move on to
I mean, in his defense, it only took him 3 tries to the refrigerator to get water.
That's true.
Yeah, three for 4 bottles, so better than 1 bottle a trip.
And he didn't come back with 16 bottles the last time, which is what we pretty much kind of figured. So, yeah. Well, let's have Maury tell us all about our first distillery.
Why, thank you, Bob. Our first distillery, the Tam Navuan, was opened in 1966 in response of the early 1960s whiskey boom. Built by Invergordon Distillers, when it opened, it had 6 stills and for a period, Saladin Maltings.
Saladin.
That too.
Yep.
In 1993, Invergordon was purchased by White and McKay, and in 1995, due to a downturn in the whiskey market, the distillery was mothballed, and apart from a brief resurrection in 2000, it remained closed until 2007, when White and McKay was purchased by Indian giant United Spirits. In 2014, it was again sold to the Philippine-based Emperador, the current owners. It was refurbished and reopened in 2016. Tam Navuan was the fastest growing single malt globally in 2020, and in 2021 was the number 4 brand by volume in the UK. Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Our first whiskey is the Tam Navuan White Wine Cask Finish. It comes in at 40% ABV and it is 80 proof. Tam Navuan has a tradition of double cask maturation, and this expression is no exception. The whiskey for this expression starts out aging in American oak barrels before being moved to second maturation in Sauvignon Blanc wine casks. The color is very light. It's a very pale yellow to gold. The nose, it's actually opened up quite a bit. When I first opened this and poured it, I felt that the nose was virtually invisible. But over time, the nose has really opened up, and its patience has rewarded us.
All the Tam Navuans need time, and they all need water.
Yes, I was getting to that, and thank you. This one, although it tastes relatively light, it did benefit from water. I felt like the palate was relatively short. It was relatively thin at first, but air and water rewarded you and delivered some layers of added complexity. The finish was still relatively short. This is a really nice entry-level whiskey. It's well made, but you cannot just open it and drink it. It needs time, and with time you will be rewarded. Well made, definitely something you could quaff and sip on all day by the pool. It's light, it's refreshing, it's an easy sipper. I hate to use the word entry level, but for me, I thought this was a very nice entry level introduction to Tam Navuan. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, on the nose, right off the bat, I got this like fruit bowl that was like dominated by green apples. And those green apples followed through on the palate with a little bit of honey. My biggest complaint about this is it's kind of I kind of got like a alcohol finish to it. You know, where there's no
flavor.
There
was a little chemical astringency to the finish, just less on the flavor. I would agree with you there.
And stuff. But that was my only, but I enjoyed it. It's fresh. You know, it's got a lot of freshness to it, you know.
Yeah, it's light, it's fresh, it's refreshing.
It's a green apple to me. I mean, it's like, Justin?
So on the nose, it was like sweet and malty for me. I got a lemon hit. Got a little bit of creme de menthe at the end of the nosing. On the palate, it was sweet for me. I got plums, grapefruit, and like wine grapes. On the finish, it was pleasant and short till I added water and let it sit around for a while. And then it got really, really long. And then I got that alcohol finish all the way in my back palate.
Right.
How far back was it?
All the way back.
That's
mm-hmm.
You still have your tonsils?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Is that rare?
So what's wrong with you?
I don't know. In my era, pretty much every kid had those things ripped out of them. You know, it was just like, I mean, he's got a sore throat. Yeah, we're taking those. Yeah. It just automatically pulled out.
What, it's a baby boomer gone? Thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you millennials don't have that.
I'm all X, baby. Generation X. No millennial.
Oh, well, same thing.
Your generation is something. I don't know what. But.
My sister's a millennial. Have you met her? Different.
Oh, yeah. She's different. Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed this one. I really like the nose on it. To me, it was... And it just continues to open up the longer it sits here, but it's just citrus and lemon cookies and a little roasted pineapple. It's got like a green apple and like a green grape to it. And just bright and fresh. You know what this reminds me of? You remember, it was a couple years ago we did it. You remember Nika Days?
Yeah.
Okay. Reminds me of Nika Days. You remember how that was like sunshiny and just really bright and just, you know, like springtime? This reminds me of that. I mean, it doesn't taste exactly like it, but it's the same feel that I get out of it. Yeah, it's just, it's really pretty nose and on the palate.
Purdy.
It definitely, again, I think the key to the time novel ones is give them time and give them water. When it comes straight out of the bottle, it's a little more viscous, but with a little water, that thins out. I get some fresh hay. There's a creaminess there. Medium finish. Yeah, it's just the nose on this thing. I could smell it all day.
Yeah, initially I thought it was like a grainy finish, you know, like it just kind of felt like grainy over my palate, but you know, you add that water and it sits around, then it's not there. So
yeah, it's again, this is bright and sunshiny and bright. Lovely. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very bright. So we're going to be giving the Tam Nivolan White Wine Cask Edition a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
And we'll be back to talk about more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing some whiskeys from Tam Nivolan. So we just did the White Wine Cask Edition. Lovely 3 sips for that one. So we're going to go on to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that.
Thanks, Bob. This next one is a Tam Nivolan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, Sherry Cask Edition. It's 40% ABV, 80 proof. This expression is first matured in American white oak barrels and finished 3 different types of sherry casks. So the color on this one is a little bit darker than the previous one. Still like a dark copper, kind of like a darker copper color. On the nose, I got some... raisins and bananas were like the first thing that popped out on me. Then I add a little bit of water to it, and then I got a little the milk chocolate came out on that, a little bit of orange. Then on the palate, the same thing. You needed to add water, you know, but I got it's like a syrup with syrup over melons, you know, like it's just nice. It was nice. It was just a nice little flavor there. You wouldn't think they would go together, but it does. The finish on this one, another one, the finish wasn't long. The syrup followed through, the melons followed through, but it just kind of was there. You know, I think this one is, somebody said that it's over in Scotland, that they put a little pitcher of water there with you, and you can fill your glass with that and stuff. I think Bob was telling us that, and I can see where this would fit into that category. You would just get your glass, fill it with water, and drink it and enjoy it. Justin?
So I definitely got raisins, orange, and bananas on the nose. A little bit of like hot cocoa on the palate. The syrup was undeniably there. And then I got like kind of a cream of wheat thing going on. The finish without the water was like pretty oaky, but still smooth. After I added water, the oakiness was gone. It was just like smooth and sweet. Like the, like you said, the maple syrup followed through, but only after water for me. What'd you think, Maury?
You know, I pretty much agree with everything you both have said. This whiskey for me right out of the bottle was definitely a few notches down. Air and water, and I'm not sure which is the major player, has definitely helped it quite a bit. I agree. It's sweet. It's mapley. It's got some spice and apricot. I felt that everything about it was uncomplicated. It's not an overly complex whiskey, but there's nothing inherently wrong with it. It's just a little bit more simplified, if I could describe it that way. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't pour it out. And I think it's well made.
Well, I'm definitely enjoying it now that it's had a chance to sit, for sure.
It's definitely improved. Patience will be rewarded.
Because the sherry notes are really starting to actually, just now, really starting to come out. And with the water and with time, I'm getting it. And the one thing I do like about it is they didn't, like we always talk about, cast finishes, people overdoing it and covering it up. They didn't drop this into a sherry cask and just let it sit there so it tastes like a glass of sherry. They didn't over finish it, which is a pet peeve of mine. I think they took it out in time. I think they got what they were looking for out of the barrels. You get that raisininess, orange, the banana is definitely there. Before I added water, I got like a ginger snap cookie, like the tip of the nose. That sort of went to the background. But on the palate, hold on. Again, a nice maple syrup. I definitely get the sherry notes. Mid palate to back palate. And it gives a nice, I mean, a nice warm finish to it. Not particularly long, but it's there. Nice.
You know, what gets me on this one is that everything that's on the nose doesn't follow through to the palate.
Not at all. They're completely different whiskeys.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange about that. There's very few that do that, and this is one of those.
Yeah, I know, but I always kind of find it really cool when it's...
Well, yeah.
You know, that's because you're a geek.
When it tastes exactly like it smells, it's like, it, you know, but when it doesn't, no, it's you, kind you, of, it's, you think know, some of the
notes. Yeah. You'd think those, some of the notes from the from your nose would follow through to your palate, and they're just not there, though.
Yeah. Yeah, completely different. Completely different on the palate. But, I mean, well-made, well-finished, you know, solid whiskey. So we're going to give the Tom Nivolan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Sherry Cask Edition 3 sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to go to Justin for our next whiskey from Tom Nivolan.
Now we're going to talk about Tom Nivolan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Red Wine Cask Edition. It's 40% alcohol by volume or 80 proof. This expression is initially matured in American oak before finishing in casks that previously held American Cabernet Sauvignon. On the nose, I got cream of wheat, violets, oak. On the palate, black cherries, marmalade, figs. On the finish, it was all back palate before. And I did add some thyme and some water. And it's still an all back palate finish. It's like a little bit sweet, a little spicy. It was pleasant though. What'd you think, Maury?
I agree with you. I would describe it exactly the same. The notes, tasting notes, talk about a lot of things on the nose that I just didn't get. The brioche, the spice dusting, the vanilla and toasted oak. I found like the palate was not one note, but a little less complex than I'm used to. The finish was, you know, relatively short and pleasant. It was definitely a pleasant pour. It was enjoyable. It was well made. It just, I found it to be just a little light and a little overly simplified for my palate and my expectations. I just expected more. Brett, what do you think?
Yeah, to me, I had the nose was very muddled when I first got an added water, and it's a floral kind of nose that that pops out to me. And on the palate, I'm getting those dark fruits, that come through. But the on the finish, it just kind of short, just like stops. It's just doesn't last
again.
For me.
Like all of them, it's better than when I first poured it. I think that right out of the bottle, these are definitely a notch below. But patience, again, my theme: patience will be rewarded, and perhaps a little bit of water. And I'm not really sure which was more important, the water or the time. But both air and water have done these whiskeys well, and they're definitely much more enjoyable now than they were right out of the bottle.
Well, yes, I'm getting a finish now. This one actually added a good bit of water too. Now I actually get a finish. It's staying with me. Before it was short to medium. Now it's medium, bordering almost on long. But yeah, I definitely get the flowers on this. I get the brioche. The oak was more pronounced on the nose before I added water, but it's still there. It's like a fresh cut, kind of fresh oak. And on the palate, hold on. On the palate, I get coconut. The oak, I can still get that nice fresh oak. There's a creaminess, the maltiness to it. And on the finish, I get more, almost a baking spice. It's got a little bit of a spicy baking spice to it. Mid-tongue. Back palate, not so much. Front, a little bit more mid-palate for me. But, for the price of Tamnivuan, these are solid whiskeys. So if you see them, definitely grab one. So we're going to give the Tamnivuan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Red Wine Cask Edition 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our last one, which is the Tamnivuan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Double Cask, 40% ABV, 80 proof. This one is first aged in American oak barrels before being finished in some sherry casks. On the nose, I get honey, toffee, a little bit of marshmallow, a little bit of apple, and a little bit of pear. And on the palate, let's see. I still get the pear on that. I get the pineapple on it. And sort of a cream of wheat, kind of creamy barley note to it. What do you think, Brett?
Yeah, this one I get a lot, so much going on with the nose on this one. Every time you come back to it, you get something different. And initially I got apples and honey and the marzipan notes. And now that it's come back, I'm getting that marmalade, a little bit of chocolate on there. And
there is a little chocolate.
A little chocolate on it now.
I don't know if it's like water. Milk chocolate or is it more like a hot cocoa kind of chocolate?
Yeah, it's not a dry chocolate, but
there's definitely like a cocoa butter, like a white chocolate there, but
yeah. And the same with the palate then. I basically just got pears and pineapples and like a little bit of a barley to it, note to it and stuff. Now I'm getting that chocolate on it, on the palate, a little bit of peaches on there too, some fruits really come out in this. Fruits and it's more enjoyable now. I mean, every one of these, we've said it over and over already, but I'm enjoying this one more than I did, when we first.
Well, if there's anything that comes out of it, same thing when we do the wine shows, give it some air. It's been locked in that bottle for how long? It was locked in a barrel for how many years, and it was locked in a bottle for how many months or years? give it time, give it air, give it a little water, and you know, more often than not, you will be rewarded. What do you think, Justin?
On the nose, it was really complex. It was like a classic French bakery for me, like malt, dark chocolate, cinnamon, honey, pistachio cream filling, and demerara sugar. On the palate, I got like pears, pineapples. Something reminded me of cream of wheat. And the finish was pleasant and short. It was kind of fun. Wish I could make a pastry that tasted like this.
It's kind of like a fruit tart at Bouchon Bakery.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Well, this was the most transformative whiskey that I've had in a long time. I really didn't care for it when I first poured it.
Well, if it makes you feel better, it didn't like you either. But,
yeah.
But now the two of you have made friends, so everything's cool.
I described it in one word. Poof. It was there and it was gone. And it was very simple, very closed, very one note, very nothing. And now it's just like blossomed. It's like we watered it. We gave it some sunshine. We gave it some oxygen. And the flower has blossomed. And it's gone from like a withering little green plant to something interesting and enjoyable. So, I think I agree with everything that's been said. I think Justin hit the nail on the head in terms of a lot of his description. I think it's really pleasant.
Wait, hold on. Justin.
Justin. Justin like, actually got it right.
The Justin here, the one at the table.
My friend Justin, yes.
Oh, I thought you were like, okay, so not another Justin, like our Justin.
Our Justin.
Son of a gun. Hey, Brent, our Justin.
I know.
He got it right. He nailed it. I think it's really pleasant. I think it's just the problem is the American way is people want to pop the cork and drink it in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
This is a whiskey that needs 45 minutes in the glass if you want to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well,
there's a reason it takes us all day to record a couple of shows. You know, our shows are 52-minute shows, and it takes a while to record them. And there's a reason it takes a while, because more often than not, whatever we're tasting, whiskeys, other distilled spirits, wines, they all change.
I thought it was because people didn't show up on time.
Well, that too. But you know, that's just because harm doesn't know how to watch.
They're hungover because some of our people's drinking interferes with their drinking.
That's true. Well, sometimes drinking does get in the way of your drinking. I mean, to be fair.
Don't drink this like a Miami Vice shooter, which gets more and more nasty as it gets out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Give it time.
No, I mean, honestly, I plan on going back to these Tam Nivouans as the show goes on, because they're continuing to evolve and they're continuing to open up. And I'm like you, this one for me was the weakest one of all, but now I'm liking this one best of all. It's just, this one's just really blossomed for me. The nose is fantastic. Oh, lovely. Well, we're going to be giving the Tam Nivouan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Double Cask a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to have Brent tell us about our next whiskey and our next distillery.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Benriach Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Malting Season 3rd Edition, 48.3% ABV or 96.6 proof. This expression is produced using barley that is malted from the distillery's own malt floor maltings. The floor malting method is a highly skilled process requiring the delicate and skilled hand of a team of dedicated craftspeople. After being steeped in water, the barley is spread across the malting room floor and turned over by hand over several days to allow for optimum germination of the barley. If you've ever seen this done, it's a really neat process. They're using their keen eye. The malting team decides when the barley is ready to move to the kiln, and the iconic pagoda-shaped chimney comes alive. Benriach is one of only seven distilleries in Scotland that continues the century-old tradition of floor malting.
Oh, yeah. There's very, very, very few that still floor malt. And I don't think anybody floor malts 100% of what they use, because you just can't.
It's a neat process. You have to see it. Master blender Rachel Berry selected Concerto barley, and the spirit is aged in virgin oak, American oak, and first fill bourbon casks. So the color on this one is like the 80s penny color, a little bit lighter than than some of the others. On the nose, I got the malt comes through right away. That comes, that pops. And I got the pears, I have honey. On the palate, I got the pears come back. I got some roasted almonds. The finish to me, and again, this, you know, again, this needs some water to it, but it's still the finish to me didn't, even after I added water, I just, to me, it was kind of a, okay, one and done kind of finish. So, Justin, what do you think?
They're just kilnuming it out there. I got rose petals on the nose. It was tingly. And then I got like raisinettes and whoppers on the palate. It delivers this delicious heat. Really, really tangy.
Yeah.
I got some vanilla and lemons. And the finish for me is all tingly, all back palate again. It's pretty. It's really pretty. What did you think, Bob?
Again, this is another one that just continues to evolve with time. And from when we first poured it to now has, for me, has significantly changed. We've been fortunate to review the first and the second, now the third release of the malting season. On this one, for me, yeah, this one's also drastically changed in the last half hour. On the nose, I'm not getting the malted milk balls so much as I'm getting milk duds.
Okay.
But I also have, there's also that creaminess, that maltiness to it. It's bright, it's fresh. And on the palate, it's got a really nice rolling kind of creamy mouthfeel to it. There's a nice maltiness there to it. I almost get almost a hint of mint. But there's a lovely citrus element to it. It's lemony, like a bright lemon tart. And we'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing some lovely whiskey from Benriach, the Benriach Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Malting Season 3rd Edition. I was just wrapping up my thoughts on it. What'd you think, Maury?
Well, I agree with you. It's improved with time, not as much as the predecessor improved with time. I thought when we first poured it, I was really disappointed compared to the previous editions, which we've reviewed and really loved. I love the concept of the old school, old world malting on the floor. And again, it's wonderful to see those malting floors if you've never been
that,
to Scotland.
You can see that in the United States, you know. Hill Rock Distillery does it.
They're doing their own malting? Yeah.
They do their own malting there.
Okay, well, I haven't been there. So
yeah, it's
thank
a very
you
nice, very nice process. It's a good place to visit.
Yeah. So, you know, again, the previous editions were fantastic. This particular one started off very slow, very tight, very closed. It's definitely improved with time and air and water. And I found it to be really fun and really pleasant. It was a well-made whiskey. It was delicious.
What do you think, Brett?
Yeah. It's enjoyable. I told you everything about it.
Okay. That's all you got?
Nothing no, else? No, no. I know. I'm saying if you want the malting process, the Hill Rock Distillery up in New York, go and visit, go and take a tour of that.
I just want to go back and remember if he's the one that started the circle. So. See, wait a minute. But yeah, I mean, a lovely whiskey. Again, well made, well done, and continuing to evolve in the glass. So I'm going to leave mine there and come back to it in a little bit. So we're going to give the Benriach Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Malting Season 3rd Edition a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey from Benriach, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that.
Well, now we're going to talk about Benriach the 16. It's 43% alcohol by volume, or 86 proof. The whiskeys for this expression are at least 16 years old and matured in 3 different types of casks: ex-bourbon, sherry, and virgin oak. It's kind of got a medium yellow color to it. The nose reminded me when you take a McDonald's apple pie and you break it in half and you smell that apple filling.
The real ones, like the old ones?
The old one. I stopped eating them after 91, yeah. So I'm only
the filling would come out at 1600 degrees, yes, and would burn through the tabletop.
Yes. Yeah.
I love those. Supposedly, there's a few McDonald's that still do those, too.
Oh, all right. Well, road trip. I got carrots on it. What? After that, and ginger root.
Carrots. Okay.
Carrots.
How'd you go from baked apple pie to carrots?
Baked apple pie, then carrots and ginger root. That's just how it hit me. On the palate, okay. I got mellow nutty oak, malt, chocolate, orange peel, and the finish.
I want what he's smoking.
I'm still trying to figure out the carrots, but yeah.
The finish is all like orange and orange peel. It was good. I'm sure you're smoking much better stuff than me. So I got bargain basement.
Maybe ingesting was the right word.
Oh, okay.
Some shrooms or something.
I haven't tried those ever.
There was a pilot who just got busted for doing shrooms.
He was on the news last night. Yeah. He's got a docuseries coming on. Yeah.
And he said it was a bad lapse in judgment. I'm like, really? Okay.
I mean, I do a lot of DUI law. Whenever I get a client who's busted for snorting cocaine and driving, I'm like, it probably made him a better driver. And you can win a case on that.
Mushrooms?
If you've got cokeheads in the jury, it's a win.
Yeah, I don't think mushrooms. No.
Mushrooms, probably not.
No.
There's three runways. Which one do I land on? Yeah.
Sorry. No, he pulled the emergency flight. Fire extinguishers in flight.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
He's being charged with like 67 counts of attempted murder.
Mm-hmm.
I can plead that to all concurrent. So all the 67 sentences all at the same time.
Well, we'll be sure to reach out and let him know.
Yeah.
What did you think about the whiskey, Maury?
Well, thank you. Which whiskey are we talking about?
The 16.
The 16.
Thankfully, I'm glad we've moved on to the 16. I like the 16 quite a lot. I thought it was a step up. It was definitely better with some water. I agree with everything. Well, I agree with some of what Justin said.
No carrots.
No carrots. Just but the there's carrot definitely part. Some baked apple and some hazelnut and ginger and stuff on the nose. The palate's nice. It's mouth coating. It's got a pleasant feel. I thought this was a nice whiskey. And again, it was definitely an improvement with some water. Loved it.
I'm excited to have a 16-year-old, scotch. It's like, okay, let's do it. And this one kind of delivers. It's got those baked apple notes to it, and it follows through on the palate. Everything you guys said about it, except for the carrots, I kind of agree with.
The 16-year-old Scotch was happy to have you as well.
You're discriminatory.
You don't like carrot tops.
Well, the last time he was near a 16-year-old, there was court action involved. I'm just,
Well, I'll get to one with the more age to it next. So
yeah, okay.
That's what they all say at sentencing.
Yeah, exactly. Again, very pretty. A distinct nuttiness on the nose, hazelnuts, walnuts. It's got that sort of bitter walnut skin nose.
Ooh, and I like that.
And there's a little bit of a sweetness, like a Manuka honey or like a hardwood honey. And on the palate, hold on. Again, one that I enjoyed when I first poured it, but it's just getting better. That nuttiness is still there. Most of the front palate is that nuttiness. There's a little bit of that tannin from the skin of the nuts, but it's dark roasted hazelnuts and walnuts for me. There's a very sweet malt, almost like a cream of wheat with a lot of brown sugar. And I definitely get the orange. I get that almost Dalmore-like chocolate orange.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking that up.
That's
so
the one.
That was a good call. Yeah, that's definitely there. So I think this one, this one's solid. So. So we're going to be giving the Benriach the 16 a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So let's get Maury up to the legal one.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Balvenie 19-year revelation of cask and character, clocking in at 47.5% ABV, our highest whiskey of the morning. 95 proof for those of you challenged. Mathematically, Justin. Excuse me. This is the fifth release in the Balvenie Stories collection. It is aged entirely in Oloroso casks. The first Balvenie release under maltmaster Kelsey McKelchney, the successor to the legendary malt master David C. Stewart, who held that position for over 60 years. This expression was crafted as a tribute to Balvenie's own on-site coopers. This is an amazing, amazing whiskey. It's got a beautiful amber color. The nose is just unbelievably complex with layers and layers and layers. The palate is luscious. It's mouth coating. It's got layers upon layers of flavor. I must admit, I am a sucker for sherried whiskey. I do love a sherry cask finish. This one is balanced. It's not overdone. It's not a glass of sherry. It's a scotch with a little bit of sherry influence. The finish is long and delightful. I sum this whiskey up in 3 letters. Wow. Justin, what do you think?
This was a revelation for me. It had beautiful, complex, sweet flavors. It kind of had like the nasal texture of like fruit pulp in the best possible way. The palate, it had this beautiful tingle in the background. It had like ripe fruits. Some dark fruits. It was basically a really good fruit salad, which is a rare thing for me.
Like the Wiggles fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Oh my God. And I just wonder what Master Dave Stewart did after 60 years in that position. Did he miss it or was he done? I couldn't imagine doing anything except this show for 60 years. What'd you think, Brent?
Yes, I enjoyed this one. So, mainly on the palate, I got the raspberries, cinnamon, fig, dark cherries. It was all well put together. It wasn't overdone by the sherry. It was just very pleasant. I mean, this is kind of almost like a bourbon drinker's scotch. You know, it's not bourbon, but but you can enjoy it still.
It's as much as we're going to get
out
of
that. They're
going to
put that on the next bottle. Yeah. It's not bourbon, but you can enjoy it, Brent.
All right. Well,
like it.
I'm not going to even try and hide the fact that I pretty much love everything that comes out of Balvenie. This is fantastic. The nose is just so pretty. Oh, there's
Let me just interrupt this show and ask, is this a unicorn whiskey? Can anybody get this whiskey?
Yeah, you can get it. Yeah, this is just burnt
Why
toffee.
Why doesn't her meat have it?
Because they don't release it in Florida.
If we were drinking like it, he would look at me and ask me why he doesn't have it. So.
Right. Yeah.
Because
why don't
like
I have it?
It's burnt toffee and sweetness and pastry cream and oh god, you could just smell this for 3 days and just constantly write down words, and on the palate, This is, it was amazing when you opened it. It's just getting better the longer it sits there. I haven't added a drop of water to it because I just don't feel I'm worthy to even alter this whiskey. It's
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Just rated already.
I'm just glad that they've got somebody in there taking over after David because he was the man. So, you know, he was my hero. I got to meet him once and hell of a nice guy too. So we're going to be giving the Balvenie, if you can find one, grab it. 5 sips for the 19-year revelation of cask and character. So that takes us to our last whiskey, which is the Muckety Muck Single Grain Malt Whiskey, 26 years old. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. This single grain scotch was distilled at the now-closed Port Dundas Distillery in Glasgow. The Port Dundas Distillery was established in 1810 and gave the world basically 2 full centuries of exceptional whiskey. Although they closed in 2010, there are remaining stocks. This one is aged 26 years. This is the 3rd release in the Muckety Muck series, with the prior releases being 24 and 25 years. So this has got sort of a burnished bronze color. The nose on it is just, it's like walking into a flower shop, and it just continues to evolve. It's got a beautiful nose, just flowery, honeysuckle, white flowers.
Right, with time, that's really come out. The florist has come out. Yeah. When we first opened it, it didn't have any of that.
It's like walking into a flower shop. It's just sunflowers, yellow flowers, white flowers, honeysuckle, a little bit of orange blossom in there. And on the palate, on the palate, again, also continues to evolve. There's a sweetness there, but there's also sort of an old, sort of a little bit of a musty oak to it. Not so much sweet, more like a molasses than a brown sugar, like a blackstrap molasses. A little bit of a nuttiness, a little bit of an earthiness to it. Very interesting. Very interesting. Whenever you throw a grain whiskey at me, especially something that's 20 plus years, I'm always excited to try it because it's just something that here in America we don't see very often and most people aren't aware of.
Well, I would have said, Bob, 20, 30 minutes ago, I would have been asking you what you were smoking or drinking or ingesting, because right out of the bottle, I didn't get any of this. This, more than anything I've tasted in a long time, is a reflection of your statement of it's been cooped up for 26 years. It's been cooped up. It needed time, and it has evolved quite a bit. When I first poured it, my response was, what else you got? But I agree with you. It's evolved into all the things you've discussed over the last hour or more in the glass. Okay. So if you're impatient, don't buy this whiskey.
Yeah. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, this had that old musty smell to it right off the bat. I was like, you know, really looking forward to getting into it. And it took a little while. But I got the butterscotch pears, a little bit of tannins on the palate and stuff. It was very enjoyable. I mean, not overly enjoyable, but, you know, it's.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't pour it out.
No, I wouldn't pour it out. I let it sit for a while.
What'd you think, Jason?
So I really didn't like this when we first poured it, and now I really like it. It's one of the more dramatic changes that time and water will
You're
give
welcome.
You. So yummy.
Yeah, this one's really evolved. So we're going to give the Muckety Muck Single Grain Malt Whiskey 26-year 4 sips.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank everybody for showing up and drinking the free whiskey. So file that in Iron Mountain, will you?
Please.
Thank you, Brent.
It's not bourbon, but it's enjoyable.
And thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another damp day in the dank basement.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you for the wonderful scotch. I really appreciated it.
He's had a stroke, I think. For Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is far too short to drink bad whiskey. Unfortunately, we didn't have to drink any bad whiskey today.
Dabba-dabba-doo.
It's just remarkable how much it changes over time.
Holy camoly.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.